This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. China says it will hold joint naval drills with Iran and Russia in the Indian Ocean and Gulf of Oman. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
China will send a guided missile destroyer. A defense ministry spokesman said the drill was a, quote, normal military exchange between the three armed forces and was in line with international law and practices. But it also brings together three of the United States' chief global rivals and one of the world's most sensitive hotspots. The Gulf of Oman is a particularly sensitive waterway as it connects to the Strait of Hormuz, the shipping route for about a fifth of the world's oil.
That was Zachary Goldman of Reuters. In Central Asia, Kazakhstan is mourning the dead from today's crash of a Beck Air passenger jetliner with close to 100 people on board. It went down shortly after takeoff from Almaty, killing at least 12 and injuring nearly 50 others. Many are said to be in critical condition. AP's Mike Hempen has the story of the plane involved.
The plane was a medium-sized twin-turbofan jet airliner. It was most recently certified to operate in May. The company that built the aircraft went bankrupt in 1996, and production of the plane stopped the following year. All flights involving the airliner in Kazakhstan have been suspended, pending the outcome of the investigation.
That was AP's Mike Hempen. Beck Air Flight 2100 was headed to the Kazakh capital of Nur-Sultan when tragedy struck. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is declaring a huge victory after winning a leadership primary that ensures he will lead his right-wing Likud party into a March general election. This despite facing a corruption indictment and his third round of balloting in just 12 months. Netanyahu secured more than 70% of the primary vote against Gideon Saar. Most Israeli media commentators had predicted a Netanyahu win, but its convincing margin made banner headlines. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he was dragged out of his office by police officers who then searched the headquarters of his anti-corruption foundation in Moscow. Navalny's spokeswoman said the Kremlin critic was forcibly detained and led away. No official word on why. Disaster officials in the Philippines now say that the typhoon that hit the central part of the country on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day killed at least 28 people. Another 12 are missing. The storm, named Fanfon, lashed island after island with sustained top winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour before weakening over the South China Sea. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters in schools and government buildings. The epidemic of brush fires in Australia's state of New South Wales remains an ugly fact of life today. The state's Rural Fire Commissioner is Shane Fitzsimmons.
While conditions are more mild, there's extraordinary work going on with hand tool line construction, fire break upgrades. They're locking in control lines with back burning, men and women on the ground doing really difficult work in pretty rugged country.
Turkish President Tayyip Recep Erdogan says at Libya's request he will send troops to Tripoli. Reuters correspondent Emma McCarthy reports on Erdogan's plan.
He will present legislation to Parliament in January for deployment to the North African country. Ankara signed two separate accords a month ago with Libya's internationally recognised government of Fayez al-Sarraj, one on security and military cooperation and another on maritime boundaries in the eastern Mediterranean. The Government of National Accord has been fending off a months-long offensive by Khalifa Haftar's forces in eastern Libya, which have received support from Russia, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates.
That was Emmer McCarthy of Reuters. Civilians by the tens of thousands are said to be fleeing Syria's embattled Idlib province. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Idlib is the last rebel stronghold in Syria. Government forces have been bombarding it for about a month and last week launched a ground offensive. The Syrian army and opposition activists say more than 40 villages and hamlets have been captured, while the Syrian Response Coordination Group says more than 200,000 people are fleeing their homes ahead of the advance. Meanwhile, President Trump is accusing Syria, along with allies Russia and Iran, of being on their way to killing thousands of innocent civilians. In a tweet, he says, "Don't do it," adding that Turkey is working hard to stop what he describes as carnage. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More news at VOAnews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is Gene Randall.